Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to welcome back our senior member from Boone. We missed him for a few days, and he is back with us.
It is wonderful having the crotchety curmudgeon from Boone back amongst us. General from Boone, I know you have something to say.
Why, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I'm so grateful to everybody in this room for the many, many kind cards and prayers and thoughts. And all of you said nice things, but one person, my friend from Blue Springs, the lady from Siloam District, wrote me the card that I liked the best. She said, "Dear Chris, while you were in the hospital with shooting pains in your chest, I beat the snot out of your amendment, nanny, nanny, boo-boo." And Mr. Speaker, I'm glad to see that my seatmate is still with us. And that neither...
Gentleman from Boone, thank you for saying that so none of us had to today.
And Mr. Speaker, I'm glad to see you and Adam have not been indicted yet. Just trying to help. Mr. Speaker, I got a lot of flowers.
And gentlemen, I won't mention the IRS.
Oh, thank you.
Benghazi or the DOR today.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I got a lot of flowers from members and other people. And I used to think of them as a gesture of kindness and friendship. But having talked to my nutritionist, I understand that they are now lunch. Mr. Speaker, my wife says I can't die because she needs me for 8 more years to get to 50 years of marriage, and it's too late to start with anybody else. And Mr. Speaker, on a serious note, I want to express my deep appreciation to our colleague from Camdenton, the doctor from Camdenton, Neely District, who may very well have saved my life. I was off doing budget stuff with the lady from St. Louis, Hafner District, and I said, he kept saying, "Chris, time to go to the hospital." And I said, "Jim, 2 more things." He said, "No more things. Hospital now." And we went, and it was a good idea. So thank you to all you and to Jim.